WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Back in the 1950s in Los Angeles, tenor saxophonist James Clay played with progressive jazzmen Ornette Coleman and Don Cherry. But by the time Clay's friends headed east to make names for themselves, Clay had returned to his native Texas. During the 60s, he toured with Ray Charles. Then he pretty much dropped out of sight. Now James Clay is making a comeback, and jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of his new record.
James Clay's reemergence on the jazz scene began a couple of years ago when he appeared on a Don Cherry record called Art Deco. The music on that album owed a lot to the freewheeling but bluesy jazz Ornette Coleman pioneered in the 1950s. James Clay had learned that style firsthand, and playing with Cherry, he sounded all right. Now James Clay has his own album out. It's called I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart for the Antilles label. This time, the music is solidly in the jazz mainstream, and Clay sounds better than all right. Clay has described himself as a typical Texas tenor. As he says, that's someone who plays in a raunchy, straightforward manner with lots of emotion and few frills. True enough, he has a broad, dark sound that's steeped in the blues, combined with a swaggering sense of rhythm. Section on Clay's album has a lot to do with its punch. Cedar Walton plays piano, David Williams is on bass, and the drummer is Billy Higgins, who's known Clay since his old Ornette Coleman days. James Clay doesn't just play blues and full speed ahead burners, he also has a tender way with ballads. In the late 50s, family responsibilities called James Clay back to Dallas. Not long after that, Ornette Coleman's groundbreaking band made it big. One musician who'd worked with Clay back then predicted Clay would be the guy to take jazz the next step forward. But as James Clay himself says, and as his new album confirms, he's always been at home playing more straight-ahead music. And since jazz is now going through a conservative phase, James Clay is making his comeback at exactly the right time.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed James Clay's new album on the Antilles label. I'm Terry Gross.